Hello, Cowboys Nation. You are tuned into a special edition of Cowboys Zone. Oh my gosh, it feels like we have not talked to you guys in ages. I am Ashley Baker alongside my co-host Josh Vincent. Josh, how are you today, man? Long time no speak.
Hey, how is good? How is, what it do? What it do? What it do?
Listen, how you doing? I'm good, man. This episode of Cowboy Zone is about to be lit, you guys. We are on the brink of the divisional round here for the NFL playoffs, where our Dallas Cowboys are going to be facing the Green Bay Packers. Josh, man, had our first round bye.
Yeah.
Dallas definitely earned that. They finished the season 13-3. After dropping the final game against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly. Man, I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. It feels like we have not done this show in forever.
Where you been at? That's the question. Before we even get into the show, where you been at? You know what I'm saying?
I've been stressing about these Cowboys, man. I mean, wild card weekend was last weekend, and you know, I got a lot of mixed reviews about that weekend, Josh. Like, it was some people that said it was all right, and there was some people was like it was the worst wild card weekend that they had seen in some time. And I guess because of the low scoring, there wasn't much competition.
Yeah, I can see where they say that. I mean, in my personal opinion, the Packers and the Giants game was pretty decent.
The Dolphins and the Steelers, like.
I mean, what did they expect? You know, that's my thing. I mean, you know, you look at the Dolphins and the Steelers. You had the Dolphins coming up to a very cold, frigid Steelers team coming in Pittsburgh playing against Big Ben. I mean, did you really expect – I mean, I know Miami did their thing, but, like, did you really expect the Miami Dolphins that play in 85-degree weather to come into Pittsburgh and really make it happen? I mean, some of these things, I think, you know, I think these next rounds, like the ones that we're going to be talking about tonight, I think these are going to be way more competitive because these are some of the better teams. And I think these are a little more easily matched. Like, I mean, you look at, you know, Green Bay and Dallas, the game we'll be talking about. That's an in-game, a game inside, you know, the Dome or whatever the case may be, the stadium down there, Arlington. It's a little more evenly matched, but some of these other games that we had prior, like, did you really think Detroit was going to beat Seattle? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Well, I will say this, and this is a conversation that I had with a friend of mine, Andre Sutton. He's definitely going to have to come on to the show at some point because he is a beast talking sports, period. But I will say this, the only reason that I believe that Detroit would have had a chance is because of the absence of Earl Thomas.
Yeah,
that leaves the middle of the field completely open. And again, as we've stressed week after week on here when discussing the Detroit Lions, Matthew Stafford can conduct an aerial assault of his own. I think that everybody was really trying to downplay that finger issue that he had. And I think ultimately, you know, that cost him in the end. Miami didn't really have a chance, especially with Ryan Tannehill not in the game. I mean, true. You know, they were hot during the season. It just didn't last during, you know, the postseason. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, any football is good football to me. I just love football.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. I didn't really think it was a bad weekend. But let's get into it. Let's get into the Dallas Cowboys versus the Green Bay Packers. Let me be the first person to say straight up here on Cowboy Zone, this is the team I did not want to see. I think I've stressed this throughout the weeks here on Cowboy Zone. Once we saw Green Bay picking up that winning streak, I did not want to see this particular team in the playoffs because I know, as a ESPN analyst himself says, that's a bad man. You know what I mean? And I know what he is. I know what he's capable of. This is the team I did not want to see. I had a lot of people talking to me about this is the team you want to see because of their defense. You don't want to see New York because of their defense. And, you know, my biggest thing, as I stressed weeks before, was New York for the last 5 or 6 weeks have not been able to produce points. And it's very difficult to beat a team 3 times in 1 season. So I didn't feel that that was going to happen had they saw Dallas in this divisional round. I really felt like that Dallas would have gotten the ultimate revenge against them and beat them when it really, really mattered, negating anything that happened in the season. That did not happen. Aaron Rodgers stayed in Lambeau because they played in Lambeau, and was that bad man that everybody says he is and what he's proven to be. So Dallas has a hell of a task this Sunday in Jerry World, 4:40 EST to be exact. Sunday,
okay.
Man, Cowboys versus the Packers, man. Tell me, Josh. Oh, Lord have mercy. just tell me, what do you think? That has to be the savior.
Right.
Tell me what you see this game being. Let's get into that. What do you see this game being?
I see this being one of the greatest matchups we've seen in quite some time. You look at the way the Green Bay Packers have really been rolling as of late in the season. You know, this was a team that earlier in the season, many people thought, okay, maybe it was time for them to switch some things up. Not so much a quarterback, but maybe a head coach. You know, they were calling for, you know, his head. You look back and when they played the Falcons and the Colts and the Redskins and Titans, they were on a nice little losing streak there between October 30th and November 30th. And after that, I believe they've won every single game. They have not lost a game since November 20th, and that was at Washington. After that, they played the Eagles, and all the way until present day, they've won, and they've won handedly. They've won, you know, without any incidents, without any problems. Even the Chicago game, when they won 30-27, that didn't necessarily, the score is not really reflecting what happened in that game. What's my point? Well, the point that I'm making is when you think about legacy, the reason why I wanted Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and his Dallas Cowboys team to face Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers is because when I think about legacy, when you look at the longevity of everything, what would be a better honor if the Dallas Cowboys can go on and beat Green Bay, if they could go on and beat a Seattle, and they could go on and beat Tom Brady? What great legacy would Dak Prescott have set for himself to say, my first Super Bowl championship, I knocked down the legendary Aaron Rodgers, a legendary Russell Wilson, the legendary Tom Brady to go out there and to get my championship ring.
But Eli's a champion too, and he has more rings than Aaron Rodgers. But you know, but yeah, go ahead, I'm listening to you.
We don't really, Eli's so fluky. We don't really, you know.
Those rings were such luck. Listen, I am not trying to be, you know, a New York hater or a Giants hater or anything like that. But listen, we have to admit that those rings were luck, especially that throw where his player caught it on the helmet against New England.
Right.
I mean, come on, dude, it was luck. It is what it is, but, you know, you can continue.
You know, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We got to take our hats off to them, I guess, and show them they are in the Super Bowl book when you look at who are the last Super Bowl champions in the last 10 years, their name is in there. But at the end of the day, what I am really just kind of saying is I think this matchup is going to be great. Now, yes, Jordy Nelson is out. You know, that's something that we all knew when he took that helmet shot to the ribs. But they have so many other, weapons, if you will. I would say this. The key for Dallas is really just going to be you have to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. If you look at the 13 wins that Dallas had this season, they played a lot of respectable quarterbacks, including Aaron Rodgers earlier in the season. Now, yes, that was a different Aaron Rodgers. That was a different team at that time. And he played Big Ben. He's played some nice, respectable teams. At the end of the day, keeping those teams off the field, those offenses off the field, and allowing Ezekiel Elliott to do his thing and allowing Dak Prescott to slowly, you know, a little pass here, a little pass there, and really eat that time off the clock, that's the way you're going to beat the Green Bay Packers. So to answer your question, I think this game is going to be everything that we all imagine. It's going to be a shootout. Because, I mean, Dallas defense, in my opinion, is not the best. I mean, don't get me wrong. They've shown, you know, themselves in the past couple of games, you know, prior to the Eagles game, you know, that didn't really count. But it's not like Dallas defense is the best, and it's not like Green Bay has this great defense either. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely going to be a shootout. But in the end of the day, What you don't want to do is you don't want to allow Aaron Rodgers to be able to, every time you make a touchdown, run down the field and get a touchdown as well. You want to try to do what the Giants did in the first half against Aaron Rodgers, but then you want Dak Prescott and that offense to stay steady the entire game, because Aaron Rodgers is one of those quarterbacks. You can give him a minute and, you know, 20 seconds in the fourth, and he can make it happen. So you definitely got to, you know, lock things up by halftime.
Listen, it's simple.
Easier said than done. I know.
It's easier said than done. You definitely have to, in my opinion, you definitely have to keep away from Aaron Rodgers. This is almost a nightmare that I feel like that I quickly need to wake up from. Again, I am everybody knows by now that I am a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, and I really want to see this team do great. I don't want to see certain players go out without a ring. Jason Witten, you know, Darren McFadden. This is his first playoff game. He's been in the league for like 9 years. You know what I mean? So when it's here, mm-hmm. you really have to appreciate it. You really have to. You know what I'm saying? Just appreciate it, because it can be difficult to get back. And I think a lot of players take playoffs for, you know, for granted. Like, it can be difficult to get there. And I think, you know, Sean Lee wants it bad. And so I'm going to be honest. I'm a bit nervous about this game against Green Bay. I absolutely had no doubt that they would beat New York last week. I mean, that's a prediction that I was 100% sure of because of what I've seen from New York. Your defense can be perfectly fine, but you have to produce points. You have to still outscore the other team. And although, you know, New York's defense was shutting teams down, I don't believe their defense were producing points,
right.
You know, in these last ones. So you still have to outscore the other team. So I knew that they would beat New York. And to be honest with you, my gut feeling, let me ask you first, who do you think wins this game? What's the score? I mean, based on everything you said, I mean, based on what you've seen from Green Bay, based on what you've seen from Dallas, who wins the game? We're giving early predictions.
I have like a 34-31 split, Dallas. It's going to be
really?
One of those. Yeah, I have one of those shootout games because, again, I wouldn't put my hat on either one of these defenses.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is just too good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and Dak Prescott, he's just too good. Ezekiel Elliott is just too good. So, yeah, I'm going for a 34-31 split. But I do believe the one advantage that Dallas has is the fact that I think Dak and Ezekiel have to just continue doing what they're doing. They have the whole little, you know, finish this fight thing going on down there in North Texas. I think they have to continue doing that. But most importantly, they just have to get him off the field. You do not want Aaron Rodgers on the field at all.
Yeah.
If you win the coin toss and the ball is kicked to you, you're receiving the ball, you want to take the first 6 minutes off the game clock. You want to. You want to take the first 6 or 7 minutes off the game clock, because it's not going to take Aaron Rodgers a long time to score. Unless this Dallas defense just surprised the heck out of me, they're out here making the Packers go 3-and-out, Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball and they're picking them off. Like, unless this defense come out there looking like a Steelers-type defense, looking like a Seattle Seahawks old-school-type defense, which I don't see happening. But unless
right.
they do something that's just not nowhere in the scouting report, then that's the only way I can see, you know, that happening. But
well, here's the thing. The defense is this is the first time we're going to see a lot of bodies on the defense this Sunday. And, you know, a lot of people are back healthy. Mo Claiborne will be back in the lineup. I mean, you still have Orlando Skadrick, Byron Jones. You know, Sean Lee is going to be definitely disrupting some stuff. You have David Irvin that's going to be disruptive. My thing is, a lot of people are saying that you really need to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Put pressure on him. I'm kind of the mindset that you don't put pressure on him and you kind of force him to stay in the pocket, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the way to beat him. He's just too good of a quarterback. It does not – I mean, he's great inside of the pocket. He's probably 10 times better outside and on the move. That's what makes him what he is. That's what makes him so great, is that you don't expect him to be greater, being
mm-hmm.
such a great pocket passer. Like, he's a. I just think that he's just a better quarterback when he's pressured and when he's going to run and when he's. I think he lives for those kind of moments. And let me check out these Hail Marys that the man is throwing up. I mean, that Hail Mary against the Giants last week, that was ridiculous. I mean, on the money. On the money in the back of the end zone to Randall Cobb. Mm-hmm. Like, and he probably is closing his eyes when he do it. He can't possibly be, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just probably launches it up and it just happens. Like, it just seems like miracles tend to shoot out his you-know-what. And, you know, he's just that guy. So, I expect, you know, like you said, Jordy Nelson is not playing. I expect, I don't really think that that's going to be, well, let me backtrack. We've seen what the Packers are without Jordy Nelson, and we've seen what they are with Jordy Nelson, and then Jordy Nelson wasn't at 100%, and that was what they were going through earlier this year. Jordy just wasn't at 100%. Once Jordy started getting back to close to 100 and him and Aaron started getting that chemistry again, that is when this stuff sparked off. That's when this 6-7-game winning streak started to happen. Once Jordy got back the way he was. So, but because of how hot they are, I don't think that matters on Sunday. Yeah. I really don't think that Jordy Nelson's absence is going to be that big of a deal.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Again, like you said, I'm not going to really tip my hat to either defense. I mean, we've seen what, you know, Dallas can do to the Green Bay defense, particularly in the run game.
Yeah.
I just don't want this moment to be too big for individuals that haven't been there before, or you know, Dak and Zeke.
I don't think it will be, because when you really think about it, if the Green Bay Packers come out there and obliterate the Cowboys, and I don't see that happening, but if they do, if you're Dak, if you're Zeke, if you're a Cowboy fan, you have to take your hat off to what these young guys have done. And you have to be appreciative. Yeah, it would be great for Dak to run the table. It'd be great. Again, like I mentioned, it'd be great to see him play against, you know, Green Bay and then possibly Seattle next round. I don't see Atlanta beating them. It'd be great to see them play against Seattle. It'd be great to see them play against, you know, whoever comes up AFC, which I do believe is going to be Tom Brady. At least that's what everybody in Boston told me when I was covering the Wizards game the other day. But it'd be great to see those things happening. But if you're a Cowboys fan, even if it's not this year, even if this is not the year, I would equate it to what the Cubs went through last year, the Chicago Cubs. They went to the second round and got swept by the Mets. But everybody was happy with the Chicago Cubs because they were like, well, you know what? Next year is going to be our year because we got the same great young team coming back, and even more so. They have the experience. They have all this stuff under their belt. And they won the World Series, and they haven't done so in 100 years. I would say the same thing with the Dallas Cowboys. If they go out here and get – you can't get swept in football. So if they go out here and just get blown out by the Packers Sunday, okay, fine. It happened. Yeah, it's sad. You know, we wanted to see them do their thing or whatever the case may be. But this is Dak Prescott's team. Ezekiel Elliott is going to come back with a year under his belt. Dak is going to come back with a year under his belt. Anybody that was hurt or wasn't fully healthy or whatever the case may be, they have a very long offseason to go ahead and get healthy. Whatever acquisitions they may make during the summer. You know, so if you're a Cowboys fan, if you're Dak and Zeke, if you go in it with that mentality, like, of course they want to win and, of course, they want to be competitive. But – you're
it's not the end.
I mean, it's not the end. And at the end of the day, honestly, the pressure is not on Dallas. The pressure is on Green Bay.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, you know, the pressure is on Green Bay. They are the ones that really made this run since November 28th. This is Aaron Rodgers that's going to have to go out there without Jordy. This is Aaron Rodgers that's going to have to really prove that, you know, they were deserving of winning that NFC North, which was just a cluster situation anyway. This is the Aaron Rodgers that we all call as the Batman. The more pressure is on him. He already lost to Dak Prescott in his hometown, in Green Bay, in his backyard. So the pressure is really on the Packers. If you're Dak and Zeke, go out there and have fun. Hey, Zeke, go out there and try to rush. Yeah, so that's what I would say.
I agree, and I think that that's definitely been a part of their formula success this season is just go out and having fun. Again, you guys are tuning into Cowboy Zone with Ashley and Josh. On Fox Sports 1340 AM.com. They really do have fun when they play, and they have fun when they're doing interviews and when they're in the locker room, and they're young and they're vibrant and they're that. And I honestly think, and don't crucify me, Cowboys Nation, but I honestly think that the inexperience of this rookie duo, which have so much on their shoulders. I mean, just the hopes and dreams of the individuals on the team. I mean, the hopes and dreams of, you know, the millions of people in Cowboy Nation. I think that it's a little too much. I'm not saying that they're going to completely fold. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I think it's a little too much. And I have seen this Aaron Rodgers before. I know what this Aaron Rodgers is. I have seen this before. I've seen this show before. And it's very reminiscent to when he won the Super Bowl, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's very reminiscent to, you know, that time, and I don't see that stopping Sunday. So my pick, I don't do it with ease. I'm very upset about it. I could possibly be trying to just mentally prepare myself so I'm not as hurt, but I don't see Dallas getting it done.
Let me put you on the spot real quick. Let's go back a week. How would you have mapped out the road for Dallas to get to the Super Bowl? In other words, if Dallas still had the bye, but let's just say maybe the Packers didn't win and the Giants won, or let's just say maybe if the Lions beat Seattle, how would you have mapped out Dallas's road to the Super Bowl?
Detroit and probably Seattle.
I'm sorry, no.
Because Detroit, that's my apologies, because Detroit would have beat Seattle. I would probably say Detroit and Atlanta.
Yes. Okay. I could agree with you there. The problem with that would have been they still would have won a championship. Because when they played Tom Brady and they had these easy games against Atlanta and against Detroit, they would have got obliterated by Tom Brady.
That depends. I mean, Tom Brady is, I have said this before, Cowboys Zone, Tom Brady is my favorite player. He is my favorite. I am not a total New England fan, but I am a Tom Brady fan. He's my favorite player. But I'm not going to concede that the AFC is his, because initially, I don't know if I've told this story before, but in the summer, I conceded to the Steelers coming out of the AFC. I said that the Steelers were going to finish what they started last year, but because due to injury, I said if this is a healthy Steelers team, they are coming. That is the only threat that I see to New England were the Steelers because of Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, and, of course, Le'Veon Bell. Now, of course, unfortunately for them, injury has played them again, and we'll talk about that a little later. But, you just can't sleep on any team in the AFC. I mean, gosh, that would be unfortunate if the Patriots come out tomorrow night. You know, they play tomorrow night's AFC game and don't do well against the Texans. That's a tough defense.
Yeah,
tough defense. So you can't. I mean, it's any given Sunday, man. That's all I'm saying. But you go ahead.
Hey, that would be great, though, man. To have a Texans versus the Cowboys.
No. We want Tom Brady to get back to the Super Bowl. Now we're not gonna.
Oh, we do. I'm saying, hey, for the long start's sake, you can't go wrong, man.
That would be crazy, but it would be in their home. It would be in Houston. You know what I'm saying?
But so there's more Cowboys fans in Houston than Texans fans.
True. That's true. Yeah. That would be crazy if that happened. A Texas Super Bowl, oh, my gosh. Like a true blue in Texas with two Texas teams Super Bowl. That would be crazy.
That would be. But I just asked that question because, honestly, I just feel as though, like, really, If this moment is going to be too big for Dak and Zeke, then they just don't need to show up because the expectations for them from this point forward is always going to be better than what it was this season. Dak brought this team 13-3.
I don't think that's fair to say they don't need to show up at all if this is, if the moment is going to be too big for them. I mean, they haven't been in this moment. You can't experience something until you get in it. Now, if they get in this position next season and the moment is too big, now, what the hell did you learn from last season? You know what I'm saying?
The reason why I say that is, what did they expect? You take a team 13-3, one of the best team in the NFL. Well, what did they expect to happen? Did they, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, but at the same time, they've already done what people felt like couldn't be done. You know what I'm saying?
That's
they
have to continue going into this with that same mindset, like, hey, we're two rookies and we're just having fun. I like what they're doing. You see the videos they're putting on Twitter, you know, they're playing with M&Ms and they're jumping each other, you know, having this beautiful bromance that they have, you know. But I just feel as though, you know, yeah, why not? If the moment is really too big for Dak and Ezekiel, then that's going to be unfortunate. I mean, we will actually here on Fox Sports 1340 AM WHAP, we actually have the exclusive behind the scenes of what this process was for Dak Prescott getting prepared for the playoffs, given by his brother Chad. So that'll drop out tomorrow. So
that's gonna be dope.
We'll
make sure you guys check that out. That's gonna
check
be dope.
That out. We'll get a chance to see exactly is this moment too big for Dak, and maybe we will even find out if Dak thinks this moment is too big. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah,
we definitely will. What's next, Ashley?
I'm picking Green Bay. I'm going Green Bay. I'm going something on the lines of, I think that this game gets away from Dallas quite early.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
going with 35-17.
Man,
Green Bay.
If that's that sounds like I don't even need to watch this game.
Yeah, I'm going. Listen, I told people, I said, thank goodness that Monday is a holiday, no like work or anything for the most part. I mean, we'll be working at, you know, with Fox Sports and getting you guys all the coverage and information we need, but it's not a heavy work day, you know, as far as other stuff. I mean, I'm a mom, so I'm going to be working 24 hours anyway.
Understood.
But I have time to just ball up in covers and just, you know, I don't want to talk. I'm not going to want to talk about it. It is what it is. I'm a true blue Dallas Cowboys fan. And, you know, although I understand the potential and what is going to happen in the future and what Dallas is going to be in the future, I still don't like the possibility of losing. But I'm going 35-17 Green Bay. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is stopped. If Aaron Rodgers were to be stopped, how do you feel like our defense can slow him down? How does Dallas' defense slow down that red hot offense, because they are scorching right now?
You have to blitz them, but the problem with that is you have to actually sack them, because we saw in the game just last week when he's under the blitz against the Giants. He found himself doing some loop arounds, and he got, you know, some of his people back on the line to kind of block him for a little bit, and then he gained some really big yards. So you have to kind of contain him and blitz him, which is a very difficult task to do when you're talking about a quarterback that is of Aaron Rodgers. You have to really just kind of get in his face. I mean, they're going to have to knock him down. Again, he's one of those nice quarterbacks that you can't really knock down too hard, or you might get that 15-yard penalty.
Exactly.
It's one of those. It's hard. It's going to be a difficult game. But I mean, they've done it before, though, and I know again it was a different Aaron Rodgers and it was a different team. But they may want to just take out the pages of the New York Giants playbook up until maybe the last 3 minutes of the second quarter. They want to take out that first quarter and a half. And they want to look at what the Giants did, because they made Aaron Rodgers look silly. I thought it was going to be a long night up there in Lambeau, and it was quite cold in Green Bay. But that's the only way I can see the defense stopping him, is they're going to have to blitz him, and they're going to have him on three and out. So you can't let that – because if you let that man stand in that pocket, or you let him move around a bit where some of his receivers getting open, like I said, it's going to be a real long night. And one thing about this game is not in Green Bay. So I know it's going to be loud and it's going to be crazy, heavily Dallas favored, but it's not a situation where, you know, it's going to be cold and the ball is like a rock. You know, you're not going to have any of those issues. Those are a couple of my concerns with the defense. They're going to have to do those two impossible tasks. And maybe if you can knock them down a little bit, perhaps some fatigue can start kicking in. You're right. This team has been playing nonstop since November 28th. They didn't have a bye week. you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Then.
So they've been playing every Sunday, going in and out of different environments, playing. Now they found themselves in versus Dallas coming up on the 15th. So it's going to be something to watch. How do you feel? What do you think the defense needs to do, if they can do anything? I mean,
well, like you said, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just that dude. He's a great quarterback. And I know it may seem like I'm on the Aaron Rodgers bagging people. No, I'm not on the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon.
Right, I almost thought this was
Packers
zone.
I promise you not. This is not Packers zone, I guarantee you. But I recognize greatness.
Okay.
I do. I recognize what it is, and I recognize how my defense has struggled. Here's the thing. Here's the funny thing about my prediction. Is I think that the defense will stand up as well as they can until they can't stand anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they'll get it done for the majority of the time, for a little bit. When I say it's going to get away from them early, I mean, you know, by the beginning of the third quarter, I just don't see a way that Dallas will be able to come back from, you know, the numbers that, you know, the Packers would have put up. But I think, you know, about through two quarters, you know, they're okay. He is just, man, when he has that look in his eye that he has now, he's a scary dude. And it's just, you know, you have to already worry about your receivers. I mean, the fact that we are saying that Jordy Nelson's absence is a non-factor, that in itself is quite scary, because we know what Jordy Nelson means to that offense. So
yeah,
for us to say he does not matter, you might as well say that this year's Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott doesn't matter. That's equivalent to that. That is equivalent to that. I would recommend the blitz as well. As you mentioned, trying to get in his face, trying to be disruptive against, you know, across that middle, something that Sean Lee can do. I mean, getting up in his face, you have got to tackle this man, because like you said, you know, he can be pressure, but once he gets to scrambling and getting out of there, he need to be turning into a sack. He don't need to be turning into, you know, a pass for a 15-yard play downfield. When he turn that corner after scrambling, when he turn around, he need to be turning into a sack. You know, they need to force some turnovers. They need to force an interception, maybe two fumbles. You know, that's the only way I see them really slowing him down, because, see, that'll start to mentally frustrate Aaron Rodgers. You know, I've seen Aaron Rodgers mentally frustrated before, and he, you know, so he doesn't necessarily make bad decisions when he's mentally frustrated, but you can tell he's mentally frustrated. You know, that's what I feel like we need, you know, the Dallas Cowboys need to do to slow them down. We both agree that the absence of Jordy Nelson really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It does not matter.
Yeah.
They're playing, it does not matter. I mean, I think Jordy Nelson went out early game, and I want to say that Green Bay put up like another 17 to 20 points after he left.
I think they did. Yeah, and that's the thing. I would equate it to this. Like, let's just say if Dak Prescott was that amazing thrower, you know, where he could just pass. If Ezekiel Elliott went down, but Dak Prescott went on a 6-game winning streak without, you know, and was just rolling like this, would you really be like, oh, well, Zeke is out? Not really, because you'll be like, well, yeah, Zeke is out, but Prescott has been doing his thing, you know, down the field. So with Jordy being out, it's like, yeah, that's not good. But at the same time, I believe, like you said, Rodgers had a couple of more, if not three more touchdowns after he was out against the New York Giants. So it's like,
that defense was pretty good this year. New York defense was pretty good this year. Speaking of Zeke, you did mention Zeke. Let me ask you, does he rush for more or less than his first meeting with the Green Bay Packers? He rushed for 157 yards. Do you think he rushes for more than that, or will he rush for considerably less on Sunday?
I think it's going to be equal to or more. I think it's going to be equal to or more, because that's the only way they're going to win this game. Because if he's not rushing for those type of yards, and it's just not going to happen.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be equal to or more. I don't really think, again, that Green Bay defense is so suspect. One of these defenses just kind of, like I say, surprise the heck out of us. I think he's going to definitely run for more. What about you?
I think he rushes for less, but I think in the process of rushing for less, because they're going to be so focused on him, they are going to forget about number four. that he can run to. And I think that he's going to remind himself on Sunday, I can run too. And I think we're going to see a lot of him using his feet on Sunday. So, I mean, I think Zeke will still rush for 100 yards, maybe between 80 to 100 yards. I definitely don't think he'll rush for 157 yards or more. They're going to be too prepared for him. I think at the beginning of the year, a lot of these teams kind of took Dak and Zeke for, you know, a joke. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think we played the Packers like the fifth or sixth week of the season. So you have film on the guy, but you don't have a whole lot of film, and you think to yourself, oh, okay, this rookie, or we can take him on. You know what I'm saying? And then when he stomp a mud hole in you and run for 157 yards, now in the playoffs, you're like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? So I think that they're definitely going to prepare more for Ezekiel Elliott. Their preparation that first game wasn't what it's going to be on Sunday, but I think in focusing so much on prepping for Zeke, that they're going to forget about Dak Prescott. They're going to forget about that McFadden can come in there and get yards, and they're going to forget about, you know, the fact that they have Alfred Morris back there. So, I mean, he'll have a great game, but it probably won't be, you know, more or, you know, equivalent to what he had the first game.
I feel that. Again, though, the only reason why I say that it has to be equal to or more is because that's the only way that team is going to win against Green Bay. You're right, the scouting report is definitely out on him. I'm not disputing that at all. But at the same time, if they want to win that game, Zeke is going to have a good night. Unless we are expecting Dak Prescott to be this incredible passer.
I don't think he needs to have 157-yard night or more.
You equated to Thomas' position.
Yeah, but at the same time, remember that Des Bryant did not play that first game. So you have other distractions. You have other people that you can – you have a very crucial weapon back on the field that you did not have. You consider this. Zeke probably was the workhorse that he was that game because of the lack of Des Bryant.
Des Bryant – you know what I'm saying?
You don't think Des Bryant is going to come out with a – now, wait a minute now. That last game against Detroit, Des Bryant scored two touchdowns and he threw for one. So,
okay.
And based on the last you and Brian H. Water said that y'all think that Dominic Dez is back. So because y'all think that Dominic Dez is back, then we expect to see great things from him on Sunday. This is going to be a really big playoff game. I think this is going to be one of those games that kind of defines Dez's career, especially postseason. Like, he got to show up. And I believe he will. And because of him showing up, that's going to take a pressure off of a lot of people. And, I mean, Dez will have three receptions for about 86 or 87 yards. That's all it's going to take for him to be that factor. That's all it's going to take, really. I mean, I think Cole Beasley is going to have a great game because they're going to be on Dez so hard. That's why I say that he's only going to have three receptions. But those 87 to 90 yards that I think that he's going to have is going to be big for them. But I expect Cole Beasley to have a really, really big game. But I don't think Zeke will have to do a whole lot. I don't think he'll have to do that in order for them to win. I think that Dallas offense has enough weapons to get this done against, again, like you mentioned, this suspect Green Bay defense. It's not the offense of the Dallas Cowboys that I have a problem with. It's not the offense. It's the defense that I don't believe will stop Aaron Rodgers. That is the problem. That's what it is. It's not. I don't doubt the offense because of the defense they're going against. Green Bay defense has been suspect for years. We know that. I'm talking about their offense against Dallas' defense.
I really hope we get that Dallas Cowboys defense that held the Giants to 10 points. Like, I hope we get that kind of defense.
That would be amazing. But Eli ain't no Earn.
He ain't no Earn.
That's a hashtag. Eli ain't no Aaron.
He ain't no Earn. Definitely. Call Brian H. Waters up tonight. Let's get a graphic.
Listen, so can Dallas stop Aaron Rodgers? I mean, you agree that they can as long as they blitz, get some pressure in his face.
Some pressure in his face, they blitz him. I believe they can. They can't stop him, but they can slow him down.
I believe they'll slow him down for about 2.5 quarters, but I believe that he breaks loose early part, maybe midway through the third quarter.
That's the thing. This is what I would rather happen to. I would rather Aaron Rodgers go crazy first and second quarter, but I'd rather that defense come in third and fourth, and then you let Dak Prescott prove the reason why he is the greatest rookie quarterback we've ever seen and lead that team back to victory.
Playoffs, having to come back out of a hole, let him get busy the first half and then defense show up.
I'm saying if I could map out the way this game is going to go, because remember I said 34-31 split, which means that it's going to be a close game or somebody's going to come back and win the game. I would love to see Aaron Rodgers go up 14 on the first quarter. I would love to see Dak go 3-and-out a couple of times and the moans and the groans of the crowd and people just getting all nervous. And I would love to see Dak rain Dakota.
That's because you're not a full-blown, bred, raised Dallas fan. I don't want to bite fingernails and wait and be down 14, nothing. And I don't want to see that. See, that's you want to see that. I would love to see them come back. No, hell no. Hell no. I don't want to see none of that. If Dallas is going to win this game, I want it to be with comfort. I would love for Dallas to be up 35-0 at the half. You know what's keeping me through this? And God bless his heart. God bless his soul. I'm going to throw a little bit of shade, but this is what we do here on Cowboys Zone, Fox Sports 1340 AM. If this is going to sound really bad. We all know that Jerry is up in years. If Jerry's heart can take it, then I need to be a little more I need to be a little more chill. I need to chill because I woke up this morning with a knot in my stomach because of what the possibility of what things could be. Like, I'm not excited about this weekend. My favorite quarterback, who knows? He may go down to the Texans, and then the very next game, God forbid, you know, Dallas may, you know, drop this game against the Packers. My gut is telling me that they will. So I don't know if it's just me trying to mentally prepare myself, like I mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
but
that's what it
you know,
like. It sounds like if this game does go the way that I'm describing it, should we go ahead and start getting your arrangements together? Like, should we go ahead, you know, and just get it? Because it seems like it sounds like you're not gonna make it.
Here's my thing. Either you get blown. I don't like biting my fingernails with Dallas. I don't have time for. We down 28-14 at the half.
Got it.
They score 7 points in the third quarter, making it a one possession game.
Yeah.
They score another 7 in the fourth quarter, and it's tied. And now it's a back and forth battle. That I don't have time for that. I need comfort. I need Dallas to be up 55-0 at the half. That's comfort.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. That kind of stuff.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't like comfort.
Or Dallas is either down 35-0 at the half. I can take that. But that inching up, I don't know if it's gonna be biting my nails. I hate when Dallas tries to mount a comeback because they get me hyped, they get me excited. And again, this is the Dallas of the past. This could be a completely brand new Dallas we're talking about here with these two rookies at the helm. But I just can't take it. It's just my heart, and it is what it is. I just can't take it. You know. So
if I could describe real quick, I would just love to see, them down 14-0 at the half.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, and Dak just had a bad half. Or maybe it's 28-7, right? And you're just thinking the game is over, or 21-7, and Rain Dakota and that defense, they get together, but then Rain Dakota on the offensive end, people chant, maybe we need Tony back, and they say, no, we rock with Dak, we're going to leave with Dak. We're going to win with Dak, we're going to lose with Dak. And Dak just come back, like one of those great movies scripted in the 90s and everybody's cheering, Dag.
No, now that's fairy tale. That's in your world that you're living. That's your Dak world that you're living in, Billy Joe's brother. That's this Dak fantasy world that you're living in. Listen, let me ask you this. Again, you guys are listening to Fox Sports 1340 AM. Cowboys.com, Cowboys on Home with Ashley, and Billy Joe's brother here, man. I mean, he is so freaking just Team Dak is ridiculous. Let me ask you, let's just say your beloved Dak Prescott
thinks
up the first quarter.
Yeah.
Thinks up the second quarter. Let's just say he stinks up the half, man.
Yeah.
Do you bring in Tony Romo? Let's say he stinks up this first half so bad and Dallas' defense is not up to the task and Green Bay is up 21-0 at the half. Do you bring in Tony Romo?
Of course not.
At some point?
The only reason why I say no, because what's your purpose? If the defense is giving up all these points and Dak is taking it up, then what's your point? If the defense is holding Green Bay to maybe 10, it's 10-0 at the half, maybe 14 at the most at the half, and he scores 7 points at each individual quarter, the first and second, perhaps maybe you should think about it. But if you're saying Dallas is down like 28-3 or something like that at half, and the defense is giving up all these points, what the hell is Tony Romo going to do?
Well, I disagree with you.
Is that?
When you put it like that, I disagree with you because you just said that it's going to be 31-34 as a shootout. And you just said that you don't trust either one of these defenses. And the key that I said was Dak had a bad first half. Dak not getting the balls down. Dak not doing what he's supposed to do offensively. But you just said that you don't trust either defense. So Dak is not helping the offense put up points. So my stance on that was you absolutely put Tony Romo in. Let me tell you what I think should be the case.
Okay.
And I made this case to my best friend the other day and said, this is why men don't get it done the way women do. For all my ladies out there, let me tell you something. If we had, was like WNFL, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like the way they do it, like if it was something like that, man, just our strategies and stuff, let me tell you something. This is how I see this playing out. And you can call me Ben in jury world, fantasy land, I don't care. When that type of situation happens, you absolutely put Tony Romo in. You do whatever it is to win the game.
Yeah.
I don't care if Tony gotta come in there to score us 14 points. You bring Tony in there. You make him play the game. Hopefully that'll put some fire up under that, and you put him back in. Now, the discussion I had with my best friend was, they're men. It's no way Tony Romo is going to go in there and say, I just brought us back, you know what I'm saying, within one, and you're going to put him back in the game after what I just did. And I told him, I said, that's not even necessary. If you feel like you want to finish out the game and Dallas win that game against Green Bay after having to put Tony Romo in, that's perfectly fine. But what you do the next game is you start Dak Prescott because you don't want to bruise the ego of your future quarterback. But at the same time, you do want to say to him, listen, you might need a little bit of help. This particular quarterback, it'd be different. If this was against the Lions or something, no, absolutely. But against Aaron Rodgers, it's okay to need a little bit of help. It's okay to need a little bit of help, man.
Let me be honest.
You do what you got to do. If Dallas need me to come out there and be under center, gosh darn it, I'll help them out. But listen, this city is dying for a championship, and you do whatever you must.
I feel it. This is what I say. This is how I feel, though. I feel like the only reason why Tony Romo was there and the reason why they would maybe need him is if, God forbid, Dak Prescott get injured. Look, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If Dak Prescott is the person that got you 13-3, if Dak Prescott is the person that got you into the playoffs, if Dak Prescott
that's
is
so
the reason
traditional.
Why you're out of the –
That's so traditional in thinking, though. And they've scratched that.
But the problem with that is this. What happens when Tony Romo – okay, let's look futuristically. What do you do when Tony Romo – decides, hey, Jerry, you know what? Can we cut ties? Can you trade me? Whatever the case may be, I want to go to one of those teams like Denver or somebody that may need a quarterback. I want to go out there and be a quarterback and possibly, you know, win a championship. You guys are going to continue to build around Dak. Dak is the future. I understood that. He's proven himself. I want that. Who's going to save Dak when he finds himself in this situation again? I mean, I do believe the Cowboys are going to be a great team for many, many years to come. I believe the entire NFC East. We talked about that the last show with Carson Wentz and the rest of those guys out there. So my question is this. Who's going to save Dak next year If he finds himself in a wild card position or the top of the division, who's going to save that
he'll
next year?
He'll have more experience. All right, so Dak is going to have experience. He's going to have experience from this
right?
year. Drew Bledsoe had to come in and help Tom Brady. Okay?
Yeah.
He had to come in and help Tom Brady. So, you know, that's a known fact. And I just truly don't see a problem with that being the case here. Who cares about what Tony Romo has to do next year? It's not about next year. It's not about the team you're going to be going to. We don't care. This city has
in
not
the fantasy
had a
world,
championship
I agree
in
with
over
you.
20 years, and it's time to get us a championship. You do whatever it is.
Yeah.
That needs to be
logically speaking, everything that you're saying is perfect. You're right. Jerry Jones mentioned this to the media way long time ago in week 3 when they played against San Francisco. Hey, we're going to have two great quarterbacks going into the playoffs. I agree. The Dallas Cowboys have a very interesting issue. They have two great quarterbacks in their pocket. I understand that. I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. But this is the issue that presents itself, my friend. If you roll with Dak Prescott this boat, all the way through the regular season, you could have very well got Michael Vick. You could have very well traded for somebody. You could have very well did any and everything to get you a quarterback when Tony Romo went down and he was looking like he was going to be down to damn near Thanksgiving. You could have done that. But, no, you decided to ride with Dak. You decided to let him become this quarterback where he can do his little passes every once in a while, you know, but y'all running everything through Ezekiel and this offensive line, you roll with Dak. So what I'm saying is unless Dak is injured, unless Dak, you know, got a broke finger or he got hit real hard and he just got to go to the sidelines, if they find themselves down 28-3 against Green Bay and they lose that game, cool, let it ride out. Let him learn to be a really good quarterback. This will be a great experience for him. But, no, you can't just sit there and just let, you know, old precious you know,
Cowboys Nation, do not listen to this man. He don't understand our pain. He don't understand our plight, man. He does not understand what we have gone through. So, listen, don't listen to this man. Don't listen to his man. You have to X you out of Cowboys Nation because you don't understand how we feel. It's not about, and that's what I mean. See, you have to be a diehard Dallas fan to completely understand where I'm coming from. It's not about a player. It's not just about me. I understand certain loyalties, but I am not loyal to any player on that team. I am loyal to that team. So whatever it takes to win a championship, if that means a backup, what I'm saying is that doesn't necessarily hurt nothing. As I said earlier, what you do is if Tony needs to come in and help, that's fine. But what did Bill Belichick do? Tom Brady was still his starter. He didn't go back to Drew Bledsoe. That's exactly what Dallas would do in this situation. I don't see a problem with that. There's nothing wrong with rewriting the rules. There's nothing wrong. That's the problem. Everybody thinks that this is supposed to be so traditional. Even the men on that team think that way, that it has to be this certain way. You know, going back to the conversation I had with my best friend, it has to be, you know, these are men. They're not going to want to, you know, that could ego and bruise their pride and all that.
I don't agree with that at all. No, I don't think it's all about men and ego and things like that. I'm just looking at it from this standpoint of, okay, cool. If you're talking about short term and if that's what's going to get you a championship in the short term, cool. Okay, I'm not necessarily opposed to that. But what I am saying is that even though he will have a year under his belt, how do one learn to win if they can't lose with dignity? If Dak Prescott took this team 13-3, and if he's facing a great competitors like Aaron Rodgers or possibly, you know, Russell Wilson in the future rounds, or maybe even a Tom Brady, if he can't lose with dignity to those teams unless he got injured or something like that, and my question is, what's the problem with that? What is the problem with that? That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
so,
fine. I get it. We can agree to disagree. Romo,
okay.
If you need your brother, you're going to come in for us and do what it is we need to do, and then Dak will, you know, politely place you back to where you belong. But, you know,
put him back on the back of the bus right after that. Just petty.
Okay. Yeah, okay, well, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. So there are other games, of course. Probably not games as popular as this Dallas and, you know, Packers game, But we have the Seahawks and the Falcons, the Patriots and the Texans, the Chiefs and the Steelers. In case you guys haven't heard, the Chiefs and the Steelers did play, were supposed to be playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday due to inclement weather. That game has been pushed to 8 o'clock on Sunday. So where, you know, it seemed like Dallas was going to be the main event for Sunday, it appears that it's going to be the Chiefs and the Steelers. Let's get into this Falcons and Seahawks game. That's the NFC matchup that's going to take place really quick. Just a quick overview of how you think this game is going to go and who you think is going to be the winner.
Hopefully Matt Ryan finally does something in the postseason. But again, can you really count out the Super Bowl champs? Can you really count out the Seahawks? No, they weren't the Super Bowl champs last year, but I'm saying, can you really count out the Super Bowl champs, the Seahawks? Russell Wilson, can you count them out? Yeah, I know the season is not going the way that they want it to go, but I think that defense is something special. And if I had to put my money anywhere, I would more than likely kind of side with Wilson. I believe the Seahawks will go on to the next round.
I think that I actually think that this is the year that Atlanta gets it together. I think that they go deeper into the playoffs than what we initially assumed. Wow. I think Earl Thomas being out is going to be big. Earl Thomas being out last week didn't matter when they played Detroit because that defense was enough. However, this week up against that high powered, we can score points very fast offense that Atlanta has, him not being there is going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. I mean, you have Julio Jones, you know, I mean, they have so many weapons offensively. I mean, you know, Matty Ice, okay, he's playing with ice in his veins, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that and on top of that, they're playing in the dome, man. They're going to Atlanta, and, you know, they don't have to worry about any weather conditions or anything like that. I think that this offense is too much for them. And, okay, again, Seattle has struggled putting points up on the board. These last 2 weeks, they haven't struggled. But they have struggled putting points up on the board. So I'm going to go Falcons somewhere along the line. I'm going 28-14.
28-14, okay. You know, really, either team, that game could really go either way. Honestly.
Yeah,
and I know that's like the most, you know, cop-out answer you could give. But honestly, that game could really go either way.
Score, what you think the score would be?
I'll go with something similar. You say 28-14. I could do more of a 28-21 type thing. I think it would be maybe a little closer than that. But I don't
think
the score is going to really shift.
You think Russell Wilson in that offense is going to put up 28 points?
Yeah, but I don't think the score is really going to tell the picture of the
game. Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily Wilson is going to put a 28 points. It could be something as easy as, you know, Ryan throws the interception and they running back. That's seven. You know, I don't think it's going to be so much Wilson standing in the pocket putting up 28. But I think collectively they're going to put up 28 points.
Okay. So you think that there'll be some scoring going on defense?
I surely do. I mean, that you just cannot, you know, discredit that defense, even though Earl Thomas is out. That's true.
Okay. All right. So the second game of Saturday night is going to be the Patriots and the Texans. Again, this is a pretty lit divisional round, man. These games are pretty dope. Patriots and the Texans. Patriots are traveling up to Gillette. I'm sorry, Patriots. The Texans are traveling up to Gillette.
Oh, they travel. Okay.
The Texans are traveling up to Gillette, where essentially Tom Brady is pretty much unstoppable. Let me go ahead and give this pick first, okay?
Go ahead.
I know that I talked all that trash earlier in the show, and I said, you know, that's not a gimme, and, you know, the Texans have really good defense. Let me just say this. I know that quarterback, and he is the quarterback that will make the number one ranked defense look like that they are the number 32 ranked defense. And I think that's what Tom Brady does on Sunday. I think that Amendola, Edelman, LeGarrette Blount, Martellus Bennett, I think those boys coming in and show up and show out, I think that defense, you know, shuts down that mediocre offense. I don't think Brock Osweiler has a great day. And I think that the Patriots get it done. Probably somewhere along the lines of 35-13.
Man, you've been drinking heavily on that Tom Brady Kool-Aid.
I just don't think that the Texans get it done. I don't. Jadeveon Clowney? Am I pronouncing his name right?
Jadeveon.
Jadeveon. Listen, that boy's a beast. But tomorrow. He's gonna just a little something to calm him down a little bit, and that's gonna be Tom Brady. I mean, I think they get a couple sacks on him. You know, that's the key to Tom Brady. You pressure him, you have a chance. You pressure him, you have a chance. But at the same time, when you pressure him, man, you leave too many people available. You leave too many people, and he can get the ball out very fast. So again, I'm going something along the lines of 35-13, Patriots. What about you?
I think I have the Patriots winning that game as well. I don't think weather is going to be too much of a factor. The weather in Boston is quite mild for this time of year, 35 degrees is the forecast. I got the Patriots going all the way to the Super Bowl, so I don't see them losing to anybody.
Oh, you have them coming out the AFC, huh?
Yeah, I have them coming out the AFC to get beat by Dak Prescott and then come back to victory in the fourth quarter to solidify his legacy in the game of football. But that's just the Dak world that I live in.
You living in there hard. I mean, when did you buy your first house, man? Because you living in that world real, real hard. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. Chiefs and Steelers, as I mentioned, folks, that 1 o'clock matchup was actually pushed to the 8:30 slot on Sunday. So instead of Dallas being the main event, and I think in a sense they still are the main event, but instead of Dallas playing last, it's going to be the Steelers and the Chiefs. They will be traveling to Arrowhead to face the Chiefs, where they completely annihilated the Chiefs earlier this season. Tell me, Josh, do you think who wins? You think the Steelers get it done on the road, or you think the Chiefs come
I think they're going to get it done on the road. I would like to see Andy Reid move on to the next round, but I think the Steelers are going to get it done on the road. But I will say this, that environment is going to be electric. You're talking about the weather conditions. They're going through a major ice storm right now in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, exactly.
And those people are going to slide on down to that arena sooner than later. They are
going to ease on down the road, honey.
Oh, down the road. They will turn around, turn about, be safe, traveling down I-70 and I-35 in KCMO. But, yeah, I think they are going to definitely Pittsburgh. It is. I think Pittsburgh is going to win that game.
I'm going to agree with you. I think the Steelers come in and get it done, and 3 B's are going to, I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is going to have this out. Just 100% out of this world game because of his slight injury. I mean, the man is in a walking boot. He was in a walking boot. I don't care. They're trying to downplay that in Pittsburgh. But you're in a walking boot. You're in that walking boot for a reason. But he's a tough guy. You know, he always comes back from injuries in a way shorter time frame than most predict whenever he is injured. And I think they get it done. Big Ben, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell, they get that done. That three-headed monster is something serious. As I mentioned earlier, I did favor them to come out of the AFC, and that has not wavered as much as I adore and just think that Tom Brady is, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. I really think that the Steelers are picking up from where they left off. Again, like I mentioned, injury has plagued them, but I think that they'll overcome that this year. So I think that they're going to win against the Chiefs. I'm going something the Chiefs defense is nothing to sleep on, but I just don't trust Alex Smith running the show.
But again, the
Steelers defense, as we all know, is very, 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 very suspect. So you never know what can go. So it's actually going to be a close game for me. I'm going to go something on the lines of 23-20.
I would say, I'm definitely going low scoring. I'll say something similar. I even say what you said. But one thing that kind of does still concern me is really the field conditions. I'm wondering, you know, how that's going to be and how that's going to affect both teams, because it's not like it's a snow situation. You're talking about ice. You can't really do anything with ice. I don't know if you ever woke up one morning and just had ice everywhere. You can't really do nothing with ice. Speaking of ice, you guys have that in the forecast for tomorrow, but nobody asked. But anyway, Yeah, that's something I'm concerned about with that game. I see why they pushed it back to 8 o'clock, because that's just going to be a real tricky situation. I'd really be surprised if that game even get a chance to go off at 8 o'clock. That'd be something.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, the field conditions are definitely be something to look out for, especially, like I just mentioned, with Ben Roethlisberger having the leg problem. So what do you said you'll go something low scoring, so what do you think, at 23, 20 and low?
Yeah, something similar to that, yeah. I mean, I hope Big Ben don't slip and fall, you know. That leg is. He said walking boot is not going to be an issue. I read a report earlier. He was saying that the walking boot was just a concern. So, and Big Ben kind of downplayed the injury. Yeah, he's definitely downplaying it. So, you're right. Maybe we should give Kansas City a little bit more credit, because if they could get to Big Ben and knock him down a couple of times, the question then becomes, hey, you know, with the Steelers' defense being a suspect as it is, can Alex Smith make it happen? Given that hostile environment and AK, all their fan base.
I just don't trust Alex Smith. I just don't trust Alex Smith. And even when, you know, Big Ben may not be able to throw what he wants and has his way down the field, I mean, you still got Le'Veon Bell, who is without a doubt the best running back. I mean, we can gloat and, you know, be excited about how great Ezekiel Elliott is, but he is number two when it comes to Le'Veon Bell, and that's just what it is. Le'Veon Bell is the best running back in the league right now. So, you know, you still have him when all else fails, and he's hungry to, you know, do what he wasn't able to do last week. So, I mean, I'm excited about these games. This divisional round, man, this is going to be epic.
I mean, I'm excited as well. I'm just glad that we're going to have some competitive games coming up this week, or at least on paper it seems that way.
Right. It would be crazy if, like, these games became like a blowout or anything like that. But we are signing off, guys, from Cowboys Zone, man. We definitely wrapped y'all up, because we haven't talked to you guys in so long, man. And I know all of our people down in Texas definitely would be happy to hear us. Go ahead and shout your cities out, Josh. And, you know, we are so glad that you guys tuned in with us.
Exactly. I want to give a shout-out to all our people in Dallas, first of all. Just kind of been rocking with us. But especially shout-out to everybody down in Arlington, Irving, Fort Worth, Grapevine, Louisville, Mansfield, Waxahachie, McKinney, the whole DFW Metroplex, the entire 12-county area. Thank you for letting WHAP, number one, treating us as home, Fox Sports 13:40 a.m., and listening in. And following us and keeping up with our coverage, reading our articles, supporting us. We just out in the Mid-Atlantic, you know what I'm saying, talking all things Dallas Cowboys. The Mid-Atlantic's number one source for all things Dallas. So, actually, it's good to hear you. It's good to hear your voice again. I'm not just telling everybody that I just saw you a few days ago in D.C., but it's good to see you.
We covered, we did, you know, but it's been a long time no talk. Like, he kind of bailed on me, like, you know what I'm saying, literally like 30 minutes after we hooked up or whatever, because he had to go cover the game, the Indiana-Maryland game. So that's what I'm saying, yo, we're always so busy, you know, we cover a lot of games, and we're always writing articles, and we're busy on our Twitter, 1340 Fox Sports. Make sure that you guys go and follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat, wherever you are, we are. I am Ashley_Baker_21. That is my Twitter handle. Make sure that you follow me, guys. Make sure that you guys ask questions, and that way we can, you know, bring these questions on the show. And, you know what I'm saying, maybe we can give you guys a call, or maybe you guys can call in and, you know, talk to us about how you feel. What is your social media contact? Mr. Vincent.
Hey, definitely. You can follow me as the Josh A. Vincent. And if the Cowboys do lose in a very dramatic fashion, I'm going to need one of you guys that's listening to help co-host the show with me, because it already sounds like Ashley is not going to be able to survive it.
Possibly MIA. That's a strong possibility, guys. I mean, we're going to definitely do, you know, an episode of Cowboys Zone, you know, win or lose. You guys are definitely hear from us next week, but I'm not ready.
You're not ready. You know, I'll say this before we go. You know, one thing I told Dak, I said, Dak, I've been covering sports for 4 years. I want you to bring me my first ring, and I believe he's going to bring me my Super Bowl championship. Nobody else has brought me a championship. Nobody else has brought me a championship.
Pretty bold claim. Maybe Derrick Rose will do it with the Knicks. Eh? I'll wait on that. That's not gonna happen. You definitely have a better chance at winning on that. You better put all your bucket, all your eggs into Dax, because that's just not gonna happen in New York. Listen, we are gonna have an all sports show coming up, guys.
Josh,
we're gonna have after Cowboy Zone. You know, after maybe I don't know if it's gonna be the end this Sunday after this. You know, game on Sunday, or you know, after the Super Bowl or whatever. But after this football season is over for the Dallas Cowboys, whether they're Super Bowl champions or not, we are going to have an all sports show where we just talk about. We don't just limit it to football. So that's definitely
for sure. Because Ashley's goal is to get us kicked out of every locker room possible, because she throws so much shade at everybody.
Listen,
so
catch it. You got to catch the shade. And so we are so glad that you guys tuned in. Again, this is Cowboy Zone on Fox Sports 1340 AM. Again, make sure you guys follow us. Thanks so much, Josh. We must do
appreciate
this again,
it.
As I always say. Thank you so much for, gracing me with your presence, man. Thank you.
Hey, I'll be in your. Before we go, I'll be in your city Sunday through Thursday. I'll be in Washington D.C.
Wait, you're gonna be here the entire time? Like you're not flying back and forth?
Yeah, I'll be there the entire time. I got Wizards games on Monday, Wednesday, and then we up in New York on Thursday. So I'll make it to D.C. Sometime Sunday afternoon, and I'll be just chilling at my nice little courtyard hotel overlooking the Potomac for the next 3 to 4 days. So definitely let's link up. But yeah, Cowboys Zone. Appreciate it, man. Thanks again, Ashley, for having me on the show. It's been a great season. I don't want to act like the season has ended, but it has been a great season.
Great
I've enjoyed
year.
Every
great debut
every
of show, great fire show, man. And again, without you guys listening in, it would not be possible. So again, we are signing out. Ashley Baker, Josh Vincent, Cowboys on Fox Sports 1340 AM. Thank you guys for listening in.
Good night.